desire to bring to you tonight. It's from St. John 11, reading from verse 21. Praise God. I'm going to stop somewhere at 26. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou have been here, my brother would not have died. Praise God. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, he will give it unto thee. Praise the name of Jesus. And Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise on the last days. Praise on the resurrection at the last day. Praise God. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection, praise God, and the life. He that believeth in him, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Whosoever, praise God, liveth and believeth in him, shall never die. Believe thou this. Praise the name of Jesus. So praise God, I'm here to tell you that if you believe in Jesus, hallelujah, you shall live. Praise God. Hallelujah. My topic to you, the resurrection, praise God, power. Hallelujah. So this tonight, I just want to tell you that we serve a God that he is able to resurrect, praise God, anything that is dead in your life. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise God. The base of this, the word tonight is Lazarus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lazarus was dead. Praise God. But Jesus came. He tarried just for a while. But he came in time. Praise God. And I want to tell you that we serve an on time God. A God that is able to come when he know the time is right. Praise God. Not when we think that the time is right. But when he know that the time is right. Because many a time that we look, praise God, for God at a certain time. Praise God. But the time when he will come is when he know that you are ready for him. Praise the name of Jesus. He tarried just for a minute. Praise God. I would say for 4 days. Hallelujah. And because of that, people started to doubt that Jesus loved Lazarus. Praise God. Even the sister of Lazarus started to doubt how much Jesus loved Lazarus. But praise God, he was so in love with Lazarus, but yet he want to prove to people that he is the resurrected power. Praise God. He want to prove to people that I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Praise God. So even though I tarry, praise God, it's to prove how much you believe in me, how much faith they have in him. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So praise God, while they were there, praise God, Martha said to him, if you were here, my brother would not have died. Praise the name of Jesus. But the thing about it, praise God, I believe that Jesus feels so sorrowful in his heart. He feels that, praise God, he let down the people that believe so much in him. Praise God. But in spite of that, Jesus knows who he is. He knows that he is the resurrected power. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. So in spite, he tarried. Hallelujah. He knows that, praise God, whatever he speaks will come to pass. Shall we worship the Lord in the house this night? Praise God. He knew that, praise God, in spite the people were there and they unbelieved, praise God, and yet he knew the purpose why he came. Hallelujah. In spite he tarried, he knew the purpose why he came. Praise the name of Jesus. I believe that if we go further on in the scripture, it tells us that Jesus speak the word. Hallelujah. Any of you tonight know that just a word from God will make a difference in your life. Hallelujah. How many of us know that whatever Jesus speak, it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. He said, I am, praise God, the resurrection. Praise God. And I am the life. Though you were dead, yet shall you live. Praise God. You might in some dead situation in your life, but Jesus will speak a live word in you. Praise God. If you just listen and trust him, he will give you a word that to bring life to you. Praise the name of Jesus. So anytime that you're going to a situation in your life, remember that he said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Praise God. If you believe, you shall live. Praise the name of Jesus. If you trust him, you shall live. Praise God. Sometimes we go through situation in our life and praise God, we feel that we can't make it. But if we trust in this resurrection power, praise God, we will come out victorious. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. He that believeth, though he were dead, yet shall he live. If you believe, praise God, you will never die. Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, if you believe and trust God, you will never die. Hallelujah. Your situation in your life will come alive because he is the resurrection power. Praise God. No matter what the circumstances in your life may be, trust Jesus. Praise God. Sorry about that. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Anyway, praise God. We know that we serve a God that is able to take us out of our situation, our slumber. Praise God Almighty. He said, I am the life. Praise God. Even spite you were into a situation that, praise God, Lazarus was dead. Praise God. In spite the sister thought that they were in a situation that they will never see their brother again. Hallelujah. But Jesus is an on-time God, as I said before. He knew that if he tarried, praise God, people are going to, praise God, not so much trust in him. But praise God, he knew that when he show up, they will believe all over again. Because he is the resurrected power. Praise God. So I believe that it's, if you read the word, the scripture further down, it's there, praise God. Hallelujah. And when he went to, praise God, Martha went to him, sorry. When Martha went to him, hallelujah, Martha came and said, well, if you were here, if you would just come at the time when we need you, our brother will still be alive today. Because they believe at that time that Jesus was the resurrection power. Jesus could heal him from his sickness. But they never knew that he could raise him from the dead. Shall we worship the Lord? Yeah. Praise God. They never knew that, praise God, in spite, praise God, the brother were in the tomb, he could come back alive. Yes. Hallelujah. But in the word of God, it speak that, hallelujah, that Jesus says, show me where you lay him. Hallelujah. Bring me to the place where you put him down. Hallelujah. I believe that Lazarus was just resting for a while. Because the torment and everything in this world, sometimes we need a rest from these things. Hallelujah. But Lazarus was there in the tomb. Jesus knew that he is the resurrected power. So those, in spite of what people might do or say, he knew what he's about. Praise the name of Jesus. In praise God, in spite Tim, you came your pastor. Hallelujah. You didn't see the place filled with people. But you know that if you come and trust God, this place will be filled with people. Because he is who he says he is. Praise the name of Jesus. If you start something and you trust God, it will happen. It shall come to pass. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So when Mary came and Mary bowed down before Jesus and she was crying, praise God. And I believe she said, if you were only here 4 days ago, my brother will not have been died. Praise God. Hallelujah. If I shout too much, forgive me. Praise God. That's the way I am. Hallelujah. But praise the name of Jesus. You know, the thing about it is that Mary did not know how much. How much power was in Jesus. They limit him, praise God. But you can't limit God. There is no limitation in Jesus Christ. He's all powerful. He's altogether wonderful, praise the name of Jesus. He's more than we think he is. Our faith is on our mind and our thoughts. He's not able to, praise God, compare to what he has in store. Hallelujah. Praise the, I'm trying to speak that you can understand. So if I make a little mistake, just forgive me. Praise the name of Jesus. But I want to tell you this. He is the resurrection power. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. I believe that when he went to the tomb, hallelujah, everybody followed him because they want to see what take place. There were some unbelievers. But Jesus turned his eyes up to heaven. It's in the scripture. And he said to his father, Father, hallelujah, I know that you hear me always. I know that you always hear me. But because of these people that are around me, I'm saying these words. Hallelujah. I'm saying to you, Lord, hear me today because we have unbelievers among us. Yes. Praise the name of Jesus. How many times that pastor you preach a word, but yet some people don't believe the word. How many times you give instruction, but some people don't grasp the instruction that you give unto them. Praise God, because they're unbelievers, praise the name of Jesus. But Jesus said, show me where you lay him, because he is all powerful. Hallelujah. When he go to the tomb, hallelujah, he could have just speak the word and the stone would roll away from it. But he said, come on, remove the stone. Praise the name of Jesus. And when they removed the stone, he looked unto his father. Hallelujah. And he said these words, Lazarus come forth, because he's all powerful. Amen. Hallelujah. And I believe that everybody thought more than less, this man is crazy. But he is the resurrection power.
Hallelujah. When they saw that Lazarus come forth, hallelujah, he was all bound up to his neck, praise God. But he said, loose him and let him go. Hallelujah. They was amazed to see that my brother was stink, but yet he come alive. Hallelujah. 4 days passed, praise God, but he came alive because the resurrection was there, praise God. The resurrector came just on time. Our God is an on-time God. He is an on-time God. And trust me, people, when you serve this man God, there's no limitation in him. You don't have to limit him. You don't have to pat him on the back because he is all powerful. He's all powerful. Hallelujah. He's looking for people who will trust him and have sufficient faith in him to pray God, speak the word and believe that whatever you say and believe in the name of Jesus, it shall be so. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and there is rest in him. Hallelujah. He said there was nothing. In John 1, praise God. He said, praise God, there was nothing made that was made, praise the name of Jesus, because he's all powerful. He created the universe just that you and I can live, praise the name of Jesus. Jesus, he is the resurrected power. No grave could not hold him down. Praise God, there was no boundary for him, praise God, because he's altogether wonderful and he's a big and white God. Hallelujah. If you know that God, praise God, came for, praise God, to give you life, just say amen in this house. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Mary thought it was over. Hallelujah. I believe that everyone that came, praise God, thought it was over. They were all, praise God, sorrowful for our brother Lazarus. They were all sorrowful because they thought more or less that it is over. Sometimes we grieve, brother. But hallelujah, if we only turn our eyes to Jesus and said, God, here I am. I'm at a dead point. Put it that way. I'm at a dead point. I can't do it by myself. Hallelujah. I'm at a stage where I can't make it. But he said, I am the resurrection and the life. Though he were dead, yet shall he live. Right. How much of us, praise God, our marriage sometimes go down, praise God, and we feel that, hey, it ain't going to happen. I'm leaving. But if we only speak a word in the dead situation, it shall come alive. Right. How much of us, praise God, we come to church and we can't feel the presence of God. We don't know our purpose. Hallelujah. But if we only go back to the word of God, it will bring life to you, praise God. The word is here. This is the only thing that matter, praise God. This is the only thing that matter. This is the only thing you can live off, praise God. This is the only thing will bring life in a dead situation. Hallelujah. The word of God came to give life. Praise God. And when you are a child of God, you're no dead person. You're a live person. Hallelujah, because Jesus is not no longer in the grave, but he's alive, praise God. Few days ago, we celebrate, praise God, is dead, praise God. We celebrate and praise God when man kill him. When man put him in the grave. But on the third day, he showed people that he is the resurrection. Amen. Hallelujah, on the third day, praise God, the tomb, hope and praise God, the grave give up the ghost. Shall we worship the Lord? If we only know who we serve a God that is able, praise God, to get rid of every situation that is not right around us. Every dead situation, because pastor, truly there are some dead situations. Yes. Hallelujah, we have some people that will kill the environment, praise God. But if we only trust this word, praise God, everything that is dead will come alive. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Prophet, this is not the way you used to, praise God, hallelujah, but this is the way I am, praise the name of Jesus. I can't change who I am because I am who I am, praise the name of Jesus. If I'm not shouting on you, I'm just saying the word of God, amen. So don't get me wrong that I'm shouting on you tonight, praise the name of Jesus. But listen, we serve our risen Savior, and he's Jesus our Lord, hallelujah. Lazarus, he's no longer in the tomb, I believe, praise God. I know from then until now he's dead, but I'm talking about the word of God. Hallelujah. This was written for us to know who we serve. The Bible was written for an example that we can live off. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My mouth getting dry here. But anyway, hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm just going to go right back to where I was in St. John 1. Praise the name of Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. Yeah. Hallelujah. The thing about it, Jesus was in the beginning, and He bring life from the beginning. Hallelujah. He know that you will be here, brother. He know that you will be in this building today. Hallelujah. And He know that He would have to resurrect what is around you. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the new beginning, Pastor. Hallelujah. You never know in your life that you would be a pastor. Hallelujah. But the thing about it, God knew from the time you were born that you would be here. Hallelujah. Praise God. We serve a God that all knowing. Praise the name of Jesus. So in the spite of what we think, praise God, or what we believe, He is who He is. Just as I'm telling you that I'm not shouting at you, but I am who I am. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. The Word of God speaks that if we only trust Him. I hear my brother speak in about faith the other day. Hallelujah. In our prayer meeting Saturday. Praise God. He said, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We didn't see what God was about, thank you. But hallelujah, we know that He is a resurrecting power. We know that if He only speak a word, Pastor, hallelujah, all things will bow to Him, praise God. Hallelujah, whatever dead will come alive because He speak a word. Hallelujah, in the beginning, Pastor, was the Word. The only thing that created this universe, it was just a word. Hallelujah. It takes nothing more than a word. The only thing bring back Lazarus from the grave was just a word. Only a word. The same word that said, let there be and there was. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying, brother? Hallelujah. So Jesus, He is the spoken word. He is life. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. He separate the deep from the deep. He separate the waters. Praise God. Because all it takes is just a word from God. Hallelujah. He is a resurrected power. Praise God. Whatever you're going through today, remember that you serve a God that is able to resurrect it. Praise God. Yes. Whatever situation, Lazarus was dead for 4 days, Pastor. 4 days. The sister said, by now he's thinking, why you go to the grave? But he knew that He is the resurrector. Praise God. He knew that all I have to do is turn my eyes up to my Father and say, Lazarus, come forth. Because He is the life, praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. And if we only trust a God that bring life today, yes. Hallelujah, we will see signs and wonders. Pastor, you talk about today, Christians that is, praise God, not where they ought to be. Christians that just barely making it, praise God. Hallelujah. They need some life. Yeah. What they need is just a word from God. And I believe that if you hear the word that our pastor preached today, it is enough to give you life. That's right. Hallelujah. If you only hold on that word that was spoke today, all you got to do is say, God, I'm tired of being in the dead situation. I need life. Right. I need to be resurrected because I need to see more than I'm seeing today. I need to see my young man and my young woman come alive. Yes, amen. Praise the name of Jesus. God knew that, praise God, we are not able to keep ourselves. So He makes sure written and inspired men of God to write the word that we shall, praise God, have it to give us life. Praise the name of Jesus. Right. Hallelujah. John said, I saw the dead small and great standing before God. And a book was opened and another book was opened. And whose name was not found written in the Lamb book of life. The only name that will not be in the book is those that don't have life.
That's right. Amen.
The moment you have life, your name is written in the Lamb book of life. Amen. Because the moment you accept God as your personal Savior, you have life.
Yes.
an abundant life. Not just a life, but abundant life. Praise the name of Jesus. So though you were dead, you shall come alive. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. I hope I'm not confusing you. I hope you're understanding clearly what I'm saying today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, Nicodemus was the ruler of the Jews. And he thought that he have it all. Same place in St. John 3. He thought that he have it all. He was not happy because he was not alive. Why? He was breathing, yes. He was walking around, yes. Hallelujah. But he did not have life. When you have life is when you have, praise God, the joy of the Lord in you, praise God. When you are born again, hallelujah. The Bible said you must be born by the water and of the Spirit and of the blood. Praise the name of Jesus. That's when you have life. When you are born by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. We are born naturally. Yes, our mother conceives us. But when our mother conceives us, we are in sin. So we are just a natural. Hallelujah. We are just in the natural birth. But when you become, praise God, the spiritual, praise God, you must be born by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So Lazarus, praise God, was a servant of God. He died in the natural. He died in the natural and people thought it was over. But I believe that he raised in the spiritual, brother. Praise the name of Jesus because the resurrector came. The one who have it all. The one who have it all together. You and I don't have it all together. But Jesus have it all together. Praise the name of because he is the resurrected, praise God. He is the one who give life. Abundant life, sufficient life. Not just enough life, but more than enough life. Praise the name of Jesus. You know, I'm growing up at and coming to school in Mount Vernon. I was such a nervous wreck. I didn't even know that I would be here but to stand before a congregation to minister a word. But praise God, the life giver was there, praise God. The one that was able to allow me to be who I am today was with me, praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You never know that Jody would be, praise God, and the church board. Oh, God Almighty, I thank you, God, for him. Amen, praise God. You want the thing about it, when we were growing up, we never know that, praise God, we will be smart enough, praise God, to give, and praise God, our life totally over to God. But when we understand that we are not our home, praise God, we belong to Jesus. Praise God. When we know that we are not just natural, praise God, person, we will have eternal life.
Yes.
What is eternal life? A life that is well spent with God.
Yeah.
A life that, praise God, we don't have to search or think where we're going if we should die tonight.
Yeah.
Many people are afraid of death, but I'm telling you, the way I am today, I'm not afraid of death. Hallelujah, because one day, just as old Lazarus was called from the grave, if I die, the praise God, the trumpet will sound, and my name will be called. Praise the name of Jesus, and just as old Lazarus walked from the tomb, I will walk from the tomb. Hallelujah, because he said, the dead shall rise first, and we that are alive and remain will call up to meet him. Hallelujah, so I'm ready to be called. Hallelujah, oh sweet it is when God will be calling your name and call you from the grave. Hallelujah, calls, hey Patrick, I'm ready, come on up. Praise the name of Jesus. I'm ready to be called just as Lazarus called. Hallelujah. I'm no longer in the tomb, but I'm risen with a risen Savior. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you and encourage you today that you serve a God that is able. A God that is able to bring life in you. Hallelujah. We are not serving a dead God. We are not supposed to sit and walk as we are dead because we serve a risen Savior. Hallelujah. Praise God. John, you know, speak about life because John experienced life with God. He was walking with the life giver. So he experienced God. You understand what I'm saying? So when you experience this man Jesus, we will know that we are not limited with life because he is the life giver. Praise the name of Jesus. I might not be able, praise God, to bring your mind to a place where you're consumed tonight. But I hope the word of God consume you. Not I, but the word of God. Hallelujah, because he is the important one here. Not I, but the Christ that liveth in me. Praise God. We serve a God that is more than we are. We're just an empty vessel, pastor. But when he came, he filled us up. He gave us life that we can share life. When you win somebody for Christ, is that you're giving life. When you call somebody and say, hey, we serve a God that is able to save you. If you only come to him. The song that said, come to the water and stand by his side. There is life in Jesus. There is more than enough life to keep us. Praise God. We are no longer in the grave because he is risen. How much of us know that he's coming to call us home? How much of us know that he's coming for a church that is resurrected? Hallelujah. He's coming for a church that is their mind or their heart is upon him. It is not by might nor by power, but it's by the Spirit of God. We are here by the Spirit of God. Today you might come here to hear me, but listen to God. Don't hear me, but listen to God. Hallelujah. Because, you know, Paul said, oh, that I might know him to the fullness, praise God, to the power of his resurrection, made confirmable unto his death. He was dead, praise God, for 3 days. But at the third day, he proved people that I am, grave cannot hold me. Hallelujah. People, words cannot hold me. Hallelujah. The rope or the thorn that was on my head, the nail that they put in my hand, could not hold me. Because I am life. Abundant life. Enough life to take me out of the shackles and the chain. Hallelujah. The Bible said he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we were healed. We were resurrected by his stripes, brother. Hallelujah. We are resurrected today because he was beaten. Praise God. They could not recognize who he was. But it was to resurrect you and I from our death situation. Hallelujah. I love God because I know that I have enough life. You don't understand me. I may be passing through this world, but I am just a stranger in this world. I am a pilgrim passing through because I am resurrected with the man Christ Jesus. The moment you accept Christ as your personal Savior, you are no longer, praise God, in the natural, but you are in the spiritual.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. And I am a resurrected person today. That's why I'm here. I came from Jamaica just to share a word.
Yes.
And my word to you, that you're saved, a risen Savior. God bless you today, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's all stand, please. Amen. Great. That's right to the point. You serve a risen Savior. Amen.
Amen.
All right. If you're here tonight, Lord dealt with you, something that's okay.
Altar,
what are we singing, JP?
490.
Page 490. What is it?
Lord, I'm coming home.
Lord, I'm coming home.